Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omotu. Welcome to the latest album review, African Style.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
So, I'm really going into this album review blind. Firstly, I have no idea who Zombie Explorers are, but they reached out to me and said, hey, we have an album out and we would love if you would review it. I thought, why not? I can tell you they're from Namibia. So here we go. Well, just looking at the album cover, it looks like Zombie Explorers is a group comprised of six young guys. So I've got my work cut out for me on this review. The album is called UFO, Unidentified Flying Object.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
A very quick Google search brought up a video to the song Pleasure and Pain, which is on the UFO album. This song is pretty deep and a reflection on life and death, hence the title Pleasure and Pain. It speaks of the camaraderie between friends, lovers, and family, where they go through ups and downs. Regardless of death eventually separating us as humans, our souls remain connected. The Zombie Explorers explore the dark side of one's emotions while acknowledging a celebration of life even after someone dies. And ultimately, this song is a dedication to those that they've lost. Once someone is gone, I mean, what those that remain have are memories, right? Like I said, the song is pretty deep and... The opening song titled Zombie was very well done. It surprised me. Blew everything out of the water. The beat, for starters, jaw-dropping and executed to perfection. You know, when trap just has a tinge of dubstep and, you know, that EDM kind of style. This song is simply on its own level. And the sound is more of what I was expecting going through the UFO album. TDK is a song on UFO where some of these group members really flex. There's this dance or chanter dude who carried this track. I mean, he carried this track. Until there was a guy, I think he signs off every verse saying Kumbaya, Kumbaya. I don't know if that's his name. I just know he says it a lot. And eventually there was this one fast rapper who can give Twista, Busta Rhymes, Lection, whoever, a run for their money. Whoever he is, he did steal the show on the song, but the entire crew, I think they burnt the house down. This is one of my picks from this album. The song Friends had a more Afrobeats kind of approach with that Mr. Easy, Burna Boy, UG, Malik Berry kind of style. And I enjoyed it. You see, with a little creative direction, Zombie Explorers have what it takes to drop a couple of hit songs that really cross the borders. This is where a musical creative director would probably come in handy for this group. And just looking at the technical side of things, there were songs such as Fly Away, which sounded slightly dated in my opinion. This could well be the sound that they were going for. It has the gong bass lead, which is very common in old school Kwaito and Shangaan disco music, which was made popular, you know, in the 90s by the likes of Joe Shirimani, Esther M, Penny Penny, those people. The foundation of the beat is dancehall with that two kick, one snare pattern, that do 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 kind of pattern. From the way the album started with the song Zombie, this song confused the hell out of me because, from what I could tell, the members of the group are rappers, so the whole dancehall kind of thing, I struggled to figure out where it fit in.
album review.
The technical side of things.
I think overall the song arrangement on the UFO album needed work to give the listener the kind of experience that could elevate the offering. It needed a more steady, calculated build-up that would prepare the listener for what's next. On the other hand, 17 tracks from a group of 6 members isn't really an exhausting figure. Everyone has to have enough of a say. I still felt like the album was slightly long, so by the time I got to like 14 tracks, I was kind of wondering, okay, what else is there? But I have to say, hard work is hard work, so I cannot knock the Zombie Explorer's hustle at all. Maybe 12 tracks next time. The album has some absolutely brilliant highs and frustrating lows. When the mixing and mastering were done right, they were, well, really well done. On that note, I should say, shout out to 69 Beats. Although not really my cup of tea when it comes to the trap sound, he can go places. You can tell that this guy really understands that type of music and the genre in his beats. I think the downside to UFO was just the clarity of the instrumentation on some of the beats, coupled with the so-so vocal mixing. The more I listened, I realized that this group is more than just MCs. They're predominantly hip-hop, but they fuse a fair amount of dancehall to be considered a hip-hop dancehall fusion. It makes me wonder, is there something or a genre called trap dancehall?
God damn it.
I don't know.
God damn it, shit!
But you know what? Nah, that would be overstating the UFO album's reliance on dancehall, to be honest.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I mean, this album is something I would recommend for the younger crowd that's mostly into trap, hip-hop, and maybe a bit of dancehall. Late teens to mid-20s, possibly. In the realm of, like, Migos, Nasty C, Lil Uzi Vert, Stone Boy, thereabouts, yeah. Generally, I think, as a group, they provide something different, which is awesome to hear. They remind me of Zambia's Zone Fam and South Africa's Squatter Camp, without necessarily being as old school, but like, you know, new school versions of something like that. UFO by Zombie Explorers is available on most streaming platforms. My name is MJ Omoto. Dende.
Money concentrated, all my niggas graduated. Dark shaded, I'm faded. Yo, team boring, yeah, I said it. Woo! My whole team ready, we don't wanna.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.